Well, the bats of the Washington Nationals remain a little too quiet, and they got shut out by the Dodgers yesterday, losing their fourth straight game, but they're still tied for first. Injuries have forced a change in some of the team here. WTOP's Craig Heist is with us live this morning. Among the changes, and certainly warming the hearts of fans here, Bryce Harper being brought up to the majors and had a great weekend to debut.
Well, he did, in terms of being able to contribute a little bit to the ball club. He got two hits in two games and certainly showed off his arm in one of the games. He showed he's got a little bit of range. He can go get the baseball, tracked down that fly ball yesterday, ran into the wall, did a nice job with that. But the bottom line is not just he, but Tyler Moore going to try to help this offense get kickstarted. They're hitting just 233 as a team, and they got to get it going.
Now, is this it for Bryce Harper? Is he up for good?
Well, I kind of believe what Mike Rizzo said a couple of days ago, that the developmental process and the plan that they have for him is still going to be intact. In other words, I think when Ryan Zimmerman comes back, he'll probably go back down. The other part of that, though, is you might get some friction there with Davey Johnson, because if he comes up and he contributes and he continues to add something, then I think you may see Davey push for him to stay.
Yeah, he does seem to add something. It seems he fit right in over the weekend and watching him there. And I'm sure tomorrow, Craig, when they're home against Arizona, we're going to see lots of number 34 jerseys.
A lot of 34 jerseys. We saw that kind of in spring training when we were down there. And the other thing about it is there's going to be a little bit extra hype surrounding this game tomorrow night with the Diamondbacks, because he's here. He's going to make the home debut now, and this is what fans want to see, is Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it's exciting. What about Jason Wirth? He was out. Is he going to be back tomorrow?
Migraine headaches. Yeah, it happened before the game. From everything I understand, he's going to be okay. But this kind of happened right before the game, so Davey decided to scratch him from the lineup, and that's the reason. One of the reasons Tyler Moore was brought up, but the other main reason for that was Mark DeRosa going on the DL with the abdominal kind of oblique strain that he's got.
All right, great stuff. Craig Heist, thanks so much. Following the Nats for us, WTOP Radio's Craig Heist.